Thank you. He almost walked into a wall. Oh man, she was a sight to see. And at the party down the hall, he said, "You are the highest apple in the tree." Out the window in the harbor, he saw a little ship. The moon was worn just slightly on the right. And they slow danced so the needle wouldn't skip, until the room was filled with light. And I remember you, and I remember me, the sunshine walking inside you, and the man you could see in me. So I remember me, and I remember you. So many beautiful days in a row now, and the nights were perfect too. Hand in hand down a water slide in Chattanooga, they did not hide from love, you see. A winner's plane flight to Aruba, where he threw a boombox into the sea. One day they were cutting flowers for something to do. On the bank of the road, neath the cottonwoods, and he turned to her to ask if she'd marry him. When a runaway truck hit him where he stood. So I remember you, and I remember you, and I remember you. Do 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 do. And I remember me, and I remember me. A black hawk nailed to the sky, and the tape hissed from the tree. Everybody said she needed to move on, that he was all but lost, so deep was his coma. When he finally came to, the girl he loved was long gone. She married a banker, gone to Oklahoma. He bought a little land with the money from the settlement, and even bought the truck that it hit him that day. He touched the part where the metal was bent, and if you were there, you would hear him say, "I remember her, and I remember him. I remember them. I just remembering. I'm just remembering. Just remembering. I'm just remembering.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, I'm Pete. Welcome back to and you all along the alternating Friday 6 to 7 a.m. show here on WMFO, Freeform Radio at Tufts University, Medford, Massachusetts. You just heard Last Night's Sleep from the soundtrack to Until the End of the World by Can. It was a wonderful soundtrack, really artfully compiled from 1992, I believe. Before that, we had I Remember Me from the Silver Jews, Silver Jews. One day I'll do a show of bands with plural names that have no article before them, no the. Before that, we had Spiritualized I Think I'm in Love from 1997's Ladies and Gentlemen, We Are Floating in Space. I love the counterpoint of the dreamer and the realist. I think I'm in love. Probably just thinking. Think my name is on your lips. Probably complaining. We started out with Yola Tengo's Return to Hot Chicken from, I think, also 1997's I Can Hear the Heart Beating as One. Right now, I'm speaking over Aisha's Dance from the Guyane Ballet by Aram Khachaturian. Today's Armenian Christmas. Merry Armenian Christmas to my Armenian friends and non-Armenian friends. This inspired my selection of this most famous Armenian classical composer as my bed music here today. The time of day inspired my choice of an 8-minute song so that I could finish my coffee, which I had on my way in, and never seems to quite get finished until I get here. You know, I had this crazy idea I was going to show up at 5 and do a special 2-hour In You All Along. But that didn't happen. You wouldn't know it. Maybe you would know it. During the holidays, especially, and overnights, a lot of the rest of the year, the robots have control of the studio at night. You probably are thinking, but Pete, I thought you were all robots. Only some of us are robots. It goes to show, if you don't support Freeform Radio, the robots are going to take my job away. So as you all know, the big story that everyone has on their lips the past couple weeks is all the terrible things that happened in 2016. I don't buy into that one bit because a lot of wonderful things happened in 2016. But 2016 did start out on a very sad note. We lost David Bowie a year ago this week, and that set into motion a set of events that we all wish we could take back. There's going to be a little bit of David Bowie in the set today. And I'm just going to move things right along here with 5 years.
Pushing through the market square. so many mothers sighing. News had just come over, we had 5 years left crying. News guy wept and told us Earth was really dying. Cried so much his face was wet. Then I knew he was not lying. I heard telephones, opera house, favorite melodies. I saw boys, toys, electric irons and TVs. My brain hurt like a warehouse, it had no room to spare. I had to cram so many things to store everything in there. And all the fat, skinny people. Hadn't pulled her off, I think she would have killed them. A soldier with a broken arm fixed a stair to the wheels of a Cadillac. A cop knelt and kissed the feet of a priest, and a queer threw up the sight of that. I think I saw you in an ice cream parlor, drinking milkshakes cold and long, smiling and waving and looking so fine. Don't think you knew you were in the song. And it was cold and it rained, so I felt like an actor. And I thought of Ma, and I wanted to get back there. Your face, your race, the way that you talk. I kiss you, you're beautiful.
Just another day, drags his bones to see the Yankees play. Owns by tops and flickers gray, only slip away. Once a time, they nearly might have been Bones and Oogie on a silver screen. No one knew what they could do, except for me and you. They slip away. They slip away. Don't forget to keep your head warm. Twinkle, twinkle, Uncle Floyd. Watching all the world and what on. there's never ever time. Some of us will always stay behind. Down in space, it's always 1982. The joke we always knew. Oh, what's the matter with you?
Welcome back. Another snowy morning here at Tufts University. The Boston Ave and College Ave weather and traffic report is it's snowing and the road is slick. Be careful. You can log on to facebook.com/InUAllAlong and see a live picture from right outside our College Ave studios here. Just to prove that it is, in fact, snowing. We just heard Slip Away from David Bowie's album Heathen. I don't recall the year. It was probably about 10 years ago. That same song in a different version was released on his Toy album as Uncle Floyd. Those of you who, like myself, hail from the great state of New Jersey, and there are a lot of you out there, know, perhaps, if you're old enough, and a lot of us are, of the Uncle Floyd show. Uncle Floyd was sort of a pioneer of do-it-yourself media in New Jersey. Uncle Floyd had a, I guess you would call it, in later years, it was a cable access television show, but it started out probably as a leased time show and then as a public television show. It was a variety show that operated on two levels. On one level, it was a kids' show. Very goofy. Puppets. Viewer crayon drawings. Goofy outfits all around. But the humor was decidedly adult. There were double entendres all around. And the guests, the musical guests, were legendary. Cyndi Lauper, the Ramones, probably Bon Jovi in there somewhere. Just acts that you would never get to see again on so small a stage. And I don't think Uncle Floyd really releases those tapes if they exist. Anyway, I'm rambling on about a time and a place that few of you know about. Prior to that was Hudson County by Holmes, who I will be seeing this Sunday at the WFMU studios, where the Glenn Jones radio program featuring X-Ray Burns will be having their annual Kill the Holidays party in Jersey City, New Jersey. And we started off the set with 5 years from David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. Terrible loss, and at the same time, a wonderful life and a wonderful body of work. Do you know your cell phone rights? Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The United States Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anybody holding it. And a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone's screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you've forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. A public service announcement from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. We are required, of course, to provide a public service announcement every hour here at WMFO. I know that a lot of you may be attending some of the larger scale events later this month. That's the beginning of the good information you should bring with you. Okay.
She stands by me faithfully, and I can't say that I'm not happy, and I love her in my own special way. Somewhere in my mind lives the true love of my life, and I still miss you every day. I should have married you, but what can I do? It's too late. And it would break too many. looking back, I should have married you. So many times, late at night, I sit staring at the fire. A warm feeling we once shared comes back to me. And there you are in my arms. We're making promises together. Whatever happened to you and me? I should have married you, but what can I do? It's too late, and it would break too many hearts. So every day I live in the shadow of the truth, looking back. Should have married you. So every day I live in the shadow of the truth, looking back, I should have married you.
I want you.
Okay, folks. We're about at the end of the hour here for this week's episode of In You All Along. I did my little honorary set to Armenian Christmas today. Today being January 6th, when the Armenians celebrate on the day that I guess everyone else used to before the Roman festival of Saturnalia was co-opted. The December 25th date we have today. Right now we're listening to Shine On Sweet Jesus by the Flaming Lips from 1990. Prior to that was Walking With Jesus, the demo version from Spaceman 3 from their Forged Prescriptions release. And I started off the set with an actual Armenian recording from a fantastic bunch of guys from California called Armenian Public Radio. And that was their arrangement of a traditional Armenian folk song called Zinch U Zinch. And Zinch U Zinch is an old folk song, very old, about a folk tale in which Ara Keretsig, the beautiful Ara, was pursued to his downfall by the Persian Empress, the Persian Queen. She destroys what she loves. And this song is about her futile attempts to try to get back what she's destroyed. Remember, love what you've got and don't destroy it. That's my message for the next 2 weeks until I'm back with you here on In You All Along. Stay tuned for Ryan and the Music Savage Show. Thanks for tuning in here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.